Monday, January 18, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Absa Bank expects the residential property market to gradually improve in 2010. Absa analyst Jacques Dutoy says that this is due to better economic conditions, the lagged effect of lower interest rates, and less tight credit conditions. According to Absa's latest house price indices, residential property prices declined marginally in nominal terms in 2009 compared with 2008. Kasatu Northwest said on Friday that the proposed 35% Eskom tariff hike will have a negative impact on the creation of jobs. Provincial Secretary Solly Peto said that the increase would have a devastating impact on the economy and affect any efforts to create decent work. He said at a National Energy Regulator of South Africa public hearing that the increase was likely to hurt the poor. Kasatu has proposed 20% increases in each of the next 3 years instead of the 35% a year hike Eskom wants. Also making headlines, the Presidency of South Africa launches a web-based nomination process for the 20 commissioners it's seeking to appoint to serve on the government's National Planning Commission. South Africa's radio astronomy project is set to make big strides in 2010. Australian coal producer Riversdale Mining receives environmental approval from Mozambique for the construction of its Benga power plant. And South Africa's Water and Environmental Affairs Minister Buyelwa Sanjika will attend a climate meeting in India. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.